So now joining us is someone who has been in the medical system, and he's here to talk about what's been happening with him. We have Trevor Hughes, a 77-year-old Jamaican immigrant and retired optician. Thanks for joining us. Are you there, Trevor? Thank you. So I understand that you were just in the hospital undergoing surgery, and you paid for all of this out of pocket.
No, I don't pay for it out of pocket. I pay for Blue Cross out of pocket.
I see.
Medicare takes up 80%, and Blue Cross Supplemental, which I pay for, takes up the rest.
I see. So as we're discussing the health reform plans, what are some of your concerns as a, you know, elderly person who is in the system?
Well, I'm afraid of a change with it because I find it's very efficient as it is.
I see.
I have to find, it's a little hard sometimes to find their money to pay for Blue Cross. Of course, the managed care is pretty efficient too. My wife has that. So I can always change if I need to.
So when you look at some of the reforms that are being discussed, there is some concern that it might increase our deficit. Is this something that you're concerned about?
Well, yes. If a government is going to run anything, it's going to cost a lot more. I'm sure that that happens not because of this government. That happens everywhere.
Trevor Hughes, why are you so sure the government would do so badly? After all, the government runs Medicare. It runs the VA.
Well, they're both in a mess, aren't they?
I think lots of people are quite satisfied with Medicare.
But we know it's broke.
Is it broken because
I'm not complaining about Medicare. Medicare is there and it works. Although we're going into debt doing it. But I assure you, Medicare is part of what I use. That gives me 80% of my health.
So, Trevor, I understand that you are not necessarily confident when the president says that health reform will be deficit neutral. In other words, that it will pay for itself. What do you say to that?
It's impossible. I mean, we have seen this happen with everything that government has gone into. And it doesn't work. Besides, we're beginning to get sort of doubtful about this government anyway.
Interesting.
The efficiency of it.
Interesting. Trevor, thank you so much for joining us this morning to be talking about your own experience with the healthcare system. That was Trevor Hughes, 77-year-old Jamaican immigrant and retired optician, who was telling us a little bit a point of view, you know, from the other end of the spectrum. Before that, Dr. Art Kaplan from the University of Pennsylvania. We thank them both.